New York has been looking into hydraulic fracturing for more than 4 years. A moratorium was declared in 2010 to allow regulators to conduct an environmental review and develop rules. Governor Andrew Cuomo didn't explicitly mention fracking in his State of the State address, which didn't surprise Frack Action Communication Director John Armstrong.
Well, I think he knows that New Yorkers won't take it. We won't accept fracking.
Dr. Sandra Steingraber of New Yorkers Against Fracking takes issue with a leaked document written by New York's Department of Health in early 2012 that says fracking could be conducted safely if certain regulations are followed. She is calling on the governor to shed transparency on all fracking data gathered to date.
We scientists will continue to bang on your door night and day until transparency and public hearings and actual data are brought to the rescue. Governor Cuomo, we stand ready to champion you as the climate change leader you claim to be. But you must talk to your scientists.
The rally was highlighted by appearances from some of the celebrities on the front lines against fracking: Pete Seeger, Natalie Merchant, and Deborah Winger.
How can an industry that is retrenching and loses money on a cash flow basis on almost every well it drills be an engine of economic growth? Moreover, fracking depends on massive wealth-eating subsidies from public resources.
This is Pete Seeger. I've come with my banjo, and we had the whole crowd singing, "This land is your land." Governor Cuomo, you could be president of the United States if you would learn to stand up to the business community that wants to make more money out of gas and oil.
The activists were satisfied that they delivered a clear message calling for the governor to reject fracking, implement a statewide ban, and be a leader in clean, renewable energy for New York and the nation. Dominic Frangillo is deputy supervisor and councilor of Caroline in Tompkins County, where 55% of town land is leased for drilling and where fracking has been banned.
We're surrounded on three sides by Tioga County, which is one of the five counties Cuomo's slated to frack first. So we're not protected because the impacts of fracking don't respect municipal boundaries. Water, air pollution, truck traffic, pipelines, climate pollution, all cross municipal borders. So I'm here with elected officials to protect New York.
New York State Petroleum Council Executive Director Karen Moreau was not available for comment, but issued a statement saying safe natural gas development will provide thousands and thousands of good jobs throughout the Marcellus Shale. Quote, "We remain confident the governor recognizes the need to move forward with safe natural gas development and respect his timeline. But there is no question that for the state of the Southern Tier to be as strong as the people there deserve, hydraulic fracturing is the clear answer." Dave Lucas, WAMC News.